It is Raz FM Mid-Mornings Affair. We're joined by Amanda Mkolo as we touch into gender-based violence. 21st of November, the country comes to a standstill with the Purple Campaign. Amanda, welcome to Raz FM.
Hi, Sophie. Thank you very much for having me.
You know, South Africa's facing alarming gender-based violence and femicide rates, despite ongoing campaigns and government strategies. From your perspective on the ground, what do these numbers really say about where we are as a country and what is not working?
Honestly, these numbers show that while awareness has grown, our response as a country still lacks accountability and agency.
Yeah.
We see survivors who are still afraid to report cases because they don't trust the justice system. And we have people who continue to slaughter, hurt, and kill because they know how slow and dismissive our system can be. The reality is that campaigns alone cannot fix what's deeply rooted in our culture. Issues like gender wars, victim blaming, and silence within families and communities.
We've seen a strong digital response. We've got the Purple Campaign going on right now. There are hashtags, online movements, people are changing their DPs. How effective do you believe digital activism truly is in creating real world impact for survivors and the prevention efforts?
I mean, digital activism has been powerful in breaking the silence. We cannot minimize that.
Yeah.
But even though it has given a voice to survivors, but the challenge is really sustainability. Once the trend dies down, so does the public pressure. We need to be connected to community action, you know, supporting shelters, funding legal aid, educating young people about consent and respect. Online energy is just a spark, but the real change happens when that spark really moves offline and becomes physical as well.
Amanda, what's the problem? Are we scared? I mean, you did say when it comes to online, even when it comes to just, you know, politics and how tired the country is, we are not afraid to speak up online. But when it comes to the action part of it, where we have to go on the ground to say enough is enough, we are struggling. What is the problem?
You know, that's a very good question. Not so long ago, if you do remember, we were marching to the government complex for justice for slavery. Right? And the saddest thing was that us as the marchers, we had to close a lane ourselves. We were being shown at, we almost got hit by cars. We left the police behind. And this already just answers the question, because as much as we try to be fearless and be physically there, we don't have enough support from authorities. Our leaders are failing us daily. There was a few boys just weeks ago. They're wearing underwear. I don't know what they were marching for, but there was a certain cause that they were marching for.
It was cancer,
surprise,
yeah.
There was actually a lane that was closed by the police.
Sure.
I even got to work late because we're using only two lanes on a three-lane road. For me, that was very alarming and concerning. I'm like, okay, so when we march for our children, the police are nowhere to be found, or we leave them behind, we start marching by ourselves. But when it's for different causes, they are there, closing lanes. People are going to work and they get delayed because there's a certain march that is happening. So we are not really afraid. It's just that we don't have the proper support system. We are being failed daily. Our children are being failed. Our families are being failed. So really, it is a problem that needs to be addressed by leaders of this country. They are failing us, honestly.
Well, besides the leaders, I think real change also depends on men. And in your experience, what role would you say men and boys should play in dismantling the culture of violence and even silence?
Yeah. Honestly, men have to move from being bystanders to being part of the solution. They need to start challenging the stereotypes that normalizes control and aggression. I always say men talking to other men is one of the most powerful tools we have, but it's not happening enough. You know, there's always events by women, for women and young girls, but we hardly have events that are by men, for men and young boys. When we marched for Gateway, you could count the amount of men who were present on that day. Majority were women and young girls. And already that is a problem. It's very alarming because most of the time, the people that are committing these acts that are forming cases of GBV in South Africa are actually male. So we really have a problem. We need our church leaders, the fathers, the brothers, and friends to speak out. Mentor boys, show them that strength is not about dominance. It's about empathy, accountability, and respect. Ending GBV is not a woman's issue. It's an issue that affects everyone in South Africa. And men have a critical role in transforming that culture. We really need them to speak up and hold hands with us when we decide to act.
Absolutely. Friday, 21st of November, the country comes to a standstill. Are we promoting for everybody to come through and join in on this cause?
Definitely. We need everyone, every person, every race. We need the men. Again, I'm emphasizing, please, men, come through. Show us support. These are your sisters. These are your children, boys and girls that are being abused. These are your mothers, your wives, your cousins, your friends. We really need everyone to be part of this, especially because I know people will be afraid of not going to work, but we also need the employers, please, business owners, employers, please, we are urging you, be part of this movement. It affects you indirectly or directly. It will affect everyone in this country. It already is affecting so many lives. We just lost a young life, a girl that was murdered by two young boys. So there's really a problem here, just here in North Street. These are 18-year-olds that slaughtered a 19-year-old like an animal. Come on, guys, we need to do something. We really need to do something about this.
Amanda, thank you so much for coming onto the show. And, you know, I think you mentioned about people who might be afraid to skip work. If you really have to go to work, there's other things that you can do. Don't spend money. And withdraw from the economy for one day. Wear black. Yes. Change your profile picture. Share. So there's so much that you can do. If you really have to go to work, go to work, you know. But there are other things that you can do to stand in support of this very important cause. Amanda, thank you for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Sure. Rise FM Mid-Mornings Affair. We're about to sign out. But of course, what a wonderful idea that we only hope will come into fruition on the 21st of November. Good morning.